So good morning, lovely ladies. Yesterday is gone. Today is a new day. And Jesus says that my mercies are new every morning and there is grace to be found like a fountain of life. Within us is the fountain of life. Amen. And that fountain of life is Jesus. And his fountain is a fountain of joy. Amen. Joy everlasting. We have Jesus inside of us. Okay, so everyone point to where you think Jesus lives. All right. Okay, so the Bible also says, I'll look to the heavens from whence my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. But that was David. He didn't have Jesus inside of him. All right, so Jesus is a breath away. Okay, breathe. Okay, there he is. He's a breath away. Amen. So today is a new day and today is all about Jesus. Amen, because I love to preach about Jesus. I'm in love with Jesus. Hands up, everyone in the room that actually is in love with Jesus. Excellent. Do you remember when you were first in love with your husband? And you were all giggly and you were like drunk and you just wanted to see him all the time and you got dressed up in your best clothing, didn't you? Yeah? Your best dress, best perfume. You got your hair done. You know, whatever it is that made you feel special, like a woman trying to impress a man. Amen? You did. You put your best foot forward, didn't you? Because you were trying to win that man. And then sometimes we get married and we slack off. Amen? We do. And we start nagging about the, you know, there might be the toilet seat not coming put down. Or we start nagging about, look, the toothbrush. I thank God for the toothpaste. These days comes with its lid connected, thank you God. Otherwise, you know, we'd moan about the lid not being put back on the toothpaste. Or the little nuances that we have that we didn't know about before we married them because they were Mr. Perfect because we didn't live with them, did we? No, and vice versa. You know, they got married and they wake up in the morning, who's this? No makeup. What's the matter with your hair? And man, does your breath stink. You know, and this is normal. This is like normal. This is where the rubber hits the road. But I say this to say this about Jesus, okay? Remember falling in love with Jesus Christ. I remember I was 21 years old and I, after running for 7 years from the Lord, you know about it all if you know, I was a running teenager. Don't give me Jesus. Don't preach me Jesus. My dad was a born-again Christian. All he ever did was Jesus. No TV, just Jesus, Jesus. Praying in tongues, you know, he used to go to church, go to Bible study classes. He used to go to Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship events, and everything was Jesus. And so it was very, I thought it was very religious, but of course it was just very Jesus. But to a teenager that was quite restrictive, who wanted to do her own thing, that was like anti-me. So me and my dad were quite anti each other. But he was a beautiful man of God, and he conquered it all by love. You know, he didn't put me down. He wasn't rude to me. He just continued to love me. And I remember that about my dad now looking back, the love of Jesus shed abroad in his heart, you know. So when I was 21 years old, I was in Switzerland. I was on a holiday over there with some Kiwis from Scotland. At that stage, I had immigrated to Scotland, and I bumped into a London missionary in a department store, and he was in his 70s, and at that time, I was lonely because my friends were all working, so I was lonely during the day, and I didn't have Jesus in my heart, so of course, no wonder I was lonely. So I was lonely during the day, and I bumped into this London missionary, and he said, Tracy, can I ask you a personal question? Now, the reason why he asked me that was because I said, oh, it's nice to hear someone with a familiar language like English, because not many English people spoke, oh well, not many Swiss people spoke English over there. Okay, and so he said to me, do you know Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior? So go the Baptist missionary people, okay? Go the Baptist missionary people. And I said, no, I know all about him, but I actually don't know him personally, but I'm ready. I've been seeking him for 6 months. So I went back to my friends and I said to my friends, oh, listen, if I turn to Jesus, would you reject me? Because I knew that would probably happen. They said, no, we love you for who you are, Tracy. So I said, great. So I went back to the little Marriott cook that was their name, I went back to their home and I shared a meal with them. And I bowed my knees and I gave my whole life to Jesus at 21. And that included my whole life, amen? My whole life. I used to love dancing in nightclubs. I didn't need to drink. I would just dance and get drunk on the dancing till 3 in the morning. And I thought, how am I going to give that up, Lord? Well, the minute I went back to Scotland after giving my life to Christ, I had lunch with my dad. He thought I got into a cult. He thought, how ridiculous. I've preached to you for 7 years. The church has been praying for 7 years. And what's this? You know, you did it in Switzerland? In Europe? Weird. Anyway, he suddenly, you know, felt the presence of the Lord around my life. And he took me to church on the Monday night. But prior to that, on the Sunday night, I went to the nightclub as normal with friends. I went in there and I thought, I don't belong here anymore. Get me out. The eyes of my understanding were enlightened. I could see what it was designed for. You know, it's like a pickup joint. And I hadn't seen that before in my life. So I left at midnight and never went back. You know, beautiful, beautiful. Anyway, on the Monday night, I went to this church with my dad because I thought, I'm in Scotland. It's all stone tainted window churches. I don't belong in a church here, that's for sure. You know, I thought, I'm too radical, I'm too buoyant, I'm too extrovert, I'm too out there. You know, I need one of those, like Dad's church, you know, happy clappies, wild, praise the Lord, you know, dancing with kicking off your shoes and high praise and being on fire like Lynette this morning. You know, that's me, the declaration church, the praise church. And they used to, you know, praise the Lord in their Hawaiian shirts. And it would be beautiful, you know, because it's Whakatane, isn't it? It's a bit of a beach city. Yeah. But my dad took me to a church on the Monday night and bang, I went into that church and I was home. I knew I was home. Amen. I knew that I loved Jesus and he had a place for me and that place was in Scotland. I met my husband who's behind. Say hello to Danny. There he is right there. Hello, Danny. So we heard Danny yesterday and now Danny's very quiet. I've got the microphone, Danny. Yeah. Yeah, so I met my husband and within 2 months we were engaged and then we married 2 years later and I stayed there 14 years and had 2 children. So that was the place of designation for me. And then I got baptized in the Holy Ghost like a week after being there. And so I wrote back to my beautiful Baptist missionary friends who the Lord had used to bring me to him. And I said, I'm now speaking in tongues, I'm on fire for God. Oh well, dear, we don't believe in speaking in tongues. So that's when I knew that I knew that I knew it was about the kingdom of God. And I knew that Jesus is the over shepherd. And he has many under shepherds. And there's many flocks. And you just need to go to whatever flock you belong to. You need to go to whatever pastor you belong to that you can call home. Amen? And the Lord will shepherd you there. And it's all about a part of the big family of God. And when we go home anyway, there is no differences. There's no differences. It's just one family, one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism who fills us all in all. And we are united by the blood of Jesus. We are united by the love of Jesus. Amen? That love of Jesus that's shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. We're told that how will people know that we are disciples of Christ? We have to have love one for another. There's not meant to be schisms or divisions in the body of Christ. There's got to be that beautiful, perfect love of Jesus. Amen? And how can we have that love of Jesus unless we know him personally ourselves? How can we give out something that we don't drink in every day? So my desire every morning, I drink in of the love of Christ. I drink in of the scriptures. Dan and I, that's our lifestyle. Our lifestyle is the confession of faith. It's the confession of those scriptures. Amen. That's our lifestyle. And we love doing that. We just love doing that. Because we're like sponges. You know, people come along and they'll give us a little poke. And like a sponge, if you poke a sponge and it's full of water, water's going to come out. But if it's dry and crusty, nothing's going to come out. So we're to be filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Every morning, fill ourselves up. Because just like Jesus, we're going around doing our Father's business. Amen? were doing our father's business, and there were people, one person touched the hem of his garment, and virtue came out of him, and that person was healed. Amen? And there are people in our worlds that we have an advantage of, that we are Jesus. We are laborers loosed across their path. Amen? There are people in our world that we can touch that no one else can touch and reach. We are Jesus to the people in our world, in our everyday world. Amen? Even to the beautiful ladies in the supermarket. You know, they may look grumpy, and of course they're grumpy. They're just working there because they have to work. They don't really want to work in Pack and Save. There's no glamour to me. You know, you compare Pack and Save to New World. I love going to New World. You know, you get first-class treatment. They pack your bags, and it's all very good. It's pretty. It's clean. It's pristine. It's, you know, their young staff are up and highly trained and highly groomed and on the job, you know. And some days I go to Pack and Save, and of course I used to be a youth pastor. I go along the aisles and I say, what are you two doing? Are you doing any work? You're just talking about the weekend, you know. I can't help myself. And I'm sure that those that maybe go to New World maybe have better incentives or just a better pep talk every morning to pep them up. You know, so when I go to New World, I just love on the person on the counter. You know, I might say, oh, I love your earrings, or, you know, your hair looks nice today. I encourage them. I just bless them. Give them a breath of fresh air, okay? Because, you know, just like us sometimes, we get an employment or wherever we have to go or go and do our chores, or even those days when you're looking after the grandchildren and you might not feel well, so you don't actually feel like doing it, but you have to do it, you know? And so we make an effort. We tap into that power, that dunamis power on the inside of us. Amen? We tap into the love of Christ because he has the power. Just like I'm standing in today, and it's the power of God into salvation that I'm standing here today. I tapped into it this morning. I tapped into the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. And the Bible says a merry heart does good like a medicine. Amen? Amen. And there's nothing so worse than seeing a Christian who's got a face like a sour lemon. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, I'm telling you about Jesus. He's wonderful. Well, I just have to look at your face. You know what I mean? Just down to earth. Let's be real. When you're in love with someone, you have to look like you're in love with them. You know? Just like when you were first in love with the one that you got devoted to and got married to. You were in love with them. You know, most of us had a beautiful wedding dress. Mine was like a Cinderella dress. That's what I dreamed about. I had a Cinderella dress and I had a veil and it was all beautiful and romantic, you know, gorgeous. And we are the bride of Christ, amen? So we are meant to be looking. I know it's hard in these physical bodies sometimes. Tell me about it these days. But we're meant to be believing that we are the bride of Christ every day. He's coming back for a beautiful bride without spot and without wrinkle. Well, I thank God he's not really looking at the body. He's looking at the spirit man. Because there's no way we'd get there, eh? You get older, it's like, dear Jesus, what cream can I use to get there? Hello? Without spot and wrinkle, that's a miracle. Okay, so he's actually talking about the spirit man. The spirit man that is the real you on the inside, that's created in the image of God, created in the image of Jesus. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you look on me, you will see the Father. Okay? And the Holy Spirit is our helper. And the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, absolutely beautifully on the inside of us. He's our helper, our confidant. He's our best friend. We can tell him everything and he's not going to tell anybody, not even our husband. Amen? He is our confidant. And I love him so much. I love him so much. I've been with him 30 years now and I'm just still in love with Jesus. You know, you got like on the inside of you, you got a light bulb. And what wattage is your light bulb? We will see what wattage. Is it 10 watts, 20 watts, 50 watts? 100 watts, how brightly are you shining for Jesus? Jesus said that we are to be like a city set on a hill. Amen? Amen. Brightly shining. We're not to be hiding under a bushel. We're to have our light so shine before all men that they may see our God and glorify him in the day of visitation. Amen? You know that sometimes the best witness, I spoke about it yesterday, is just being there for somebody. Just being there. And in a time of need, like our daughter, you know, often they'll phone us. And again, I've spoken to another mum in the room. And they'll phone us and they won't say, I need prayer, you know. But they'll phone us and they know, yeah, that's number one on mum's hit list. It's going to be prayed over. And that's exactly what happens. Amen. That's what happens. Excuse me while I get a drink. Like I said, just currently, silly flesh. Spirit's willing, flesh is weak. I'm a bit of a one-arm bandit at the moment. The beautiful thing this has taught me is I actually now appreciate people that have disabilities. Try hanging the clothes on with one arm. You know, I appreciate that now. I have compassion for people now that are possibly in pain. And I say, Lord, you're going to have to zoom up, you know, beam me up, Scotty. Going to have to zoom up the power of God in my life because I want to be able to pray for people that are in pain and I want that pain to go. I said, I want that pain to go. This mileage that I'm doing, this walk that I'm doing with you, Lord, faithfully and truthfully, it's going to come out with a glorious anointing. It's going to come out with working in miracles, gifts of healings. I've said to that to God, years and years and years ago, I've always wanted working in miracles and gifts of healings. You know, I want top shelf, don't you? I love top shelf. And I said, I want that to bless the people, you know. So in saying that, I know that this is a testing of my faith. And it's producing patience and it's going to take me up to another level. So remember when you go through trials and tests and tribulations, remember to count it all joy. Ha, 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 ha. Even if you're laughing by faith, ha, 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 ha. Okay, count it all joy. Have a giggle every single day, all right? You've got to laugh every day. It's medicinal. Count it all joy. And it's just like in the army, you know, you, new levels. They say, I heard someone say, new levels, new devils, you know. But, yeah, and I'm also an intercessor, so I love to pray a lot for people. And just like in the army, you know, they don't get promoted or they don't get those purple badges or whatever it is they get in the army or promotions by sitting on their bottoms doing nothing. Promotion comes from, you know, staying that course and being faithful to do what God's told you to do. One thing I'm inspired to say right now, which wasn't in my notes, but the Lord reminded me, you know, when Jesus came back to earth and he was having a little chat with Peter along the road, and he's having a chat and he told him, you know, he was telling him things to come about his personal life. And he looked over there and he said, what about that one over there, that disciple? And he was meaning John. And what did Jesus say? What's it got to you? What's it got to do with you between me and him? You obey me. So each and every one of us are enlisted in God's army. Amen? We're princesses. Yes, lovely. Love that part. We're brides of Christ. Adore that part. But we're also enlisted in God's army. Amen? We are soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are servants of the Most High God. Now, I am into daughtership. I am a daughter of the Most High God. You are daughters of the Most High God. But Jesus did not come to be served. He came to serve. And he was our example. Remember that? He washed the feet of the disciples. So we have come to be servants, amen? We follow Jesus, and we serve those around about them. We love those around about them. But remember, we're not doormats. Remember, there is the word no, and no is an anointed word, N-O. So remember to put boundaries around you, even if you are busy mothers and busy grandmas. Put those boundaries around you, because our children and our grandchildren, even though I don't have any, they're there in the spirit, aren't they? And I've got my daughter's talking about kids, so they're there. They've even got names, good girl. Yeah, so they've got names. So they're there. Anyway, but they have a demand on us, and sometimes they can actually be maybe a distraction according to what God wants us to do. They can take up sometimes too much of our time when the Lord wants us to do this or do that. So do remember to love them. But, you know, you are not their gopher, okay? You don't have to run around after them all the time. You have to be about your Father's will, amen? So just remember, get in your closet, ask the Holy Spirit, is this you or is this my kids or my grandkids? You know, just yeah, dial a cab, dial mum or grandma, you know. Ask Holy Spirit, is this you? And if it's not, if the Lord wants you to go and visit someone else or go and pray with another sister of Christ or bake a cake for your neighbour, you just have to say, no, sorry, not today, dear. I've just got something else on my schedule. Okay, so be encouraged. Be encouraged. Your time is precious to God, amen? Very precious. Okay, so who can separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8:35, we are inseparable. We have to have faith in God and faith equals trust. So I'm just going to read out that scripture, Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. Boy, that was back in the day of the disciples. 2,000 years ago. I thank God I'm not back there. All right? We're not that hard done to up here 2,000 years later. Not bad. Okay? For your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Amen. Nothing is separating me from God's love. No tribulation. And again, we're to trust in the Lord. Amen? And trust is relational. We have to get to know him. It's everlasting. You can never, ever, ever, ever reach the depths of getting to know Jesus on earth. It's always deeper. There's always more. Amen. We can read more scriptures, pray more, study more. You know, we can have more Bible study sessions. There's always more of Jesus. Always more. He's beautiful. And it's relational. We need to look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John just to see what Jesus did. He was anointed and he went about healing all who were sick and oppressed of the devil. Amen? He was anointed to encourage and anointed to exhort. He was anointed to teach. We all teachers in the body of Christ to some measure or degree. We can all be teaching, whether it's the creche or Bible study or teenagers or Sunday school or just teaching in our ladies' Bible studies or teaching in our home groups in our church. The Bible says we are to be apt to teach. And you just teach what you know. It's very simple. It's bit by bit. Right? You just teach what you know and you share what you know about Jesus. Okay? And we have to be in love. We have to be glowing like that light bulb. We have to be giggly. We have to be a glowworm in a cave. We have to put our best foot forward. We have to look like that lighthouse. We have to look like that city set in a hill. He's the lover of our soul. If we read Psalm 23, we find out about the Lord that is our shepherd, who makes us to lie down in green pastures. Green pastures, what's that? That means that he's going to feed us. Okay, he's going to feed us. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Now, often we need the word, but we need a daily bread. We need a daily word. Like I told you, Jesus told me three times, once to myself, to my husband and friend. I told you yesterday, I believe, that I'm going to wake up suddenly one morning and all this is going to be gone. So that's my rhema. Give us this day my daily bread. That's my daily bread. And I go to bed every night confessing it. Amen? Every night. Yep. Amen. That's me and Jesus. Psalm 91, he's our protector. He shields us. He guards us. He protects us. He's our shield and our buckler. And we're not afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the launch that may come at noonday, and those curved balls that come. Amen. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of them. Because perfect love casts out all fear. And we've topped ourselves up with love and love and love. And it's cast out all that fear, amen? So when the curveball came swinging around the corner, like a bazooka. We were so much in love with Jesus and encompassed by his love that bang, smack, the shield of faith was up. It's there. We don't deny the symptoms. We deny its power to have control. It is not the final authority on my life on planet Earth. Amen? I'm too young. Okay? Too young. This is just a stepping stone. Remember Satan? He thought that he was getting rid of Jesus by crucifying him. What a sucker. He just played into God's hands, didn't he? If he knew what he was doing, he wouldn't have done it. He didn't even know. He didn't even see. He didn't even hear. He didn't even hear what Jesus was saying. I'm going to rise again. He played into God's hands. So that tells me God is above all. Amen? Above all, in all, through all. That's the same God that's living inside of you. God everlasting, a fountain of living water. Beautiful, a fountain of living water. We can tap into that living water every single day. We can tap into the voice of the Lord our God and the voice of the stranger we won't follow. If you think, I don't hear from you, Lord, well, you won't. You have to start believing and thinking, I hear from you, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit, I hear from you. And read the scriptures and just hear from him there. And pray. Pray, if you pray in tongues, pray in tongues. If you pray in your understanding in English, pray in English. However you pray, however your relationship is with Jesus, just pray. Pray, pray. But remember, prayer is two-way. So at some stage, quieten your mouth to listen. Okay, and just listen. And wait, the Holy Spirit's there. Just like in that movie, The War Room, I love that movie. The Holy Spirit is there to help you. Amen. He's here. He's here in the room right now to help us. He's our helper. A very present help in time of need. He's our comforter. He's our support. He's our cheerleader. Amen. He cheers us on. And we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on. And we've got a beautiful pastor in Scotland, Pastor Sherry, but her husband, Pastor Pete, he passed away probably, 10 years ago now. But he's there. He's alive. And he's cheering me on. I can see him. Come on, you run your race, girl. You go get him. You go get that prize. You go do it. Get up. Get up and do it another day. How champions, if they get knocked over or they don't win the Olympics, they don't give up. They keep going. They get up and keep going. Amen? Okay, so why is it that for some people, why is it that they love KFC? You know, because it's finger looking good. Why is it that we love chocolate? Because it melts in our mouth and it brings us comfort in a time of need. Why is it that we drink tea and coffee? Because we like to, we love to, and it brings us comfort, some source of comfort, all right? So we have to love Jesus with such a passion that consumes us. That people will look at us and think, hey, I love to be around you. It's friendship. It's all about friendship at first. I'm more like a be attract, don't give out attract girl, you know? I'm more like be Jesus. Don't tell someone about Jesus first until you be Jesus to them, you know? Love them. And then they actually like being in your company and it gets all warm and cozy and just suddenly, they might say, hey, what is it about you? And then there you are, you're in. Because it's all about having open hearts, amen? People have got to have their hearts open to you before they can believe what you believe in. You have got to be a friend to them, all right? Jesus went around healing them and doing miracles and signs and wonders, and then they followed him, amen? So just a quick prayer with someone, with a neighbor or a colleague at work. Say, don't be afraid. Say, can I pray for you? It's amazing. You pray for the unsaved and they think, whoa, what's that? You know, we're so used to the peace of God. We're used to the presence of Jesus. We're used to being in love with Jesus. We need to share it. So don't be afraid to pray for someone that isn't saved. Just say, hey, can I pray for you for that situation? Well, yeah, sure. You know, most people won't knock you back unless you're doing street evangelism or something and, you know, you're trying to get the gang lot and, You know? Just quietly get in there. Okay? Holy Spirit is a gentleman. That's what I've learned about my Jesus. He's a gentleman. I go waltzing with him, you know, when we're doing praise and worship, I'll be waltzing with Jesus or just going along the beach with him. That's me. I'm a beach baby. However your relationship with Jesus is, it's personal and intimate. Amen? Continue with that day by day. Don't give up on it. Don't become weary in doing good. Whereas my husband, you heard him yesterday through the wall, he's Braveheart. His Jesus is way up there, Braveheart, you know. Take Scotland or I'll die, you know. Let's take this land for Jesus or I'll die. And he's got to get into my company. I say, come down, quieten down. You know, I've just been with my Jesus. Who's romantic and he doesn't quite get it. He doesn't get it. But never mind, we all see Jesus in a different way. Amen? Okay, so I'm going to close there and I'm going to just pray over us all right now. Father, I just thank you for everyone in the room today in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would have touched their hearts and that they would go away today with something beautiful from this message and that they would seek to fall more and more in love with you, that they would renew that passion and renew that joy and renew that love and renew that laughter with you today, Jesus, so that people would look at their faces and say, what is it about you? What is that difference? And that they would bring that difference to the world about them in a fresh light today, Father. I pray there will be a freshness in their spirit and a light in their eyes. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you go with us and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father. Bless these beautiful ladies in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, I'll hand it back to Annette.